Chapter 3, digital audio, number 1, it says, can you give me a difference between 16-bit and 24-bit? 16-bit is compressed a little bit more. 24-bit is where you want to be recording minimum. You don't want to be recording in 16-bit, because then when you compress it down, it's going to be a 16-bit again, so you're going to lose more quality. So start at 24 minimum, 48 if you can. Just letting you know, the higher you go on bit rate, the more memory and the more CPU it's taking. So you're going to be losing, hard drive space. Yeah, so stick to 24. I usually do either 48 or 24. And then, because any way you look at it, it's going to have to be down, bounced down to 16 for a CD. Because super audio CDs are 24 plus. And no one has a super audio CD player anymore. So, I mean, they have new programs where you can get lossless files that are uncompressed. But no one's using it. iTunes all 16-bit, 44.1, so.
Okay, cool.
All right, number 2, the common mistake that leads to clipping in production. The main thing is you gotta always be looking at your master. You know, like if you're looking at your master and it's already peaking, bring your whole master down, mix everything at a lower volume, and then when you go into the actual mastering of it, that's where you'll bump everything up. Because if you're recording and it's already clipping in your mix, it's gonna clip in your master for sure. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
So like when you're looking at that bar, especially in Logic, you'll see if it's already getting. You want to be in your mix. You want to be in yellow.
Okay.
Once it starts hitting red, you're going to clip, especially when you put a master in, like if you're using T-Rex or whatever, you're going to clip like crazy.
Okay.
And that's where it's going to get super bright and super tinny, and then it's also just going to distort too, you know? And that's pretty much it on that one.
Okay.
I mean, do you want me to do something? I'm going to elaborate more on that. Number 3 is the different types of audio and if it differs in the quality. Mainly, I mean, personally to me as a production guy and an engineer, it makes a huge difference. But any CD that you buy, professional anyways, it's 16-bit, but it's been converted from 24-bit or 48+, and it's in WAVE. Every CD you buy is in WAVE. Everything you buy off iTunes, and if you compare them side by side, you'll be able to tell a difference. Like, you're gonna have an MP3 that's 4 megabytes, and you're gonna have a WAV file that's 40 megabytes, so you're losing 10 times the actual compression. So you're losing low end and high end. So for example, if you want something to knock real hard, if you do an MP3, it's not gonna hit as hard because it's losing that low end, and it's just being compressed into a flatter line instead of having the full WAV, you know?
Gotcha.
So that's pretty much, if you tell someone, oh, you know, this is a song, they might not know because they listen to music on iTunes, so everything's compressed.
Mm.
But to someone that actually knows what's going on, they're gonna be like, this is compressed, it's shit, you know?
Cool.